2 o'clock, and I want to call to order the Health, Education, and Welfare Committee. With that, I want to ask Representative Deere if she will give the invocation, please.
Creator God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, we thank you for watching over us, and we ask that you guide us through our work here, and that all that is done be done according to your will. Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy upon us, and for all the blessings of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Adela. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green?
Present.
Joyce Deere?
Present.
Jody Barnett?
Present.
James Jennings?
Here.
Rufus Scott?
Here.
And Chair got 5 present, 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. We have the approval of the minutes for April the 17th.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
A motion by Representative Jennings to approve the minutes of April 17th. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Bruce Scott?
Yes.
Sure, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Our minutes have been approved. Down to the order of business. TR 17-064. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a grant agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and the Susan G. Collin Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc., Tulsa affiliate, for the receipt of a Susan G. Collin Community Grant. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for due pass. Is there a second? Second by Representative Scott. Discussion?
Thank you, Chairman and Council. As many of you probably know, that the Susan G. Komen is a very respected foundation that promotes breast cancer awareness and detection, and they get these out. This grant money has been originally set aside to $65,000 to hire a case manager. I met with the director of the program the other day to see how flexible they would be. I felt like that we have enough, we have people in our system that can do the case management, that I would like to additionally use these funds to be for screening mammograms and paying for some of those readings and stuff there. She said that they would be flexible, that we could email them a proposal, but nevertheless, this is the funds that has been approved from there, and so we had the award of $65,000.
Thank you. Are there any questions? No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Luke Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. TR 17-065, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute an internship agreement for professional experience placement. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
I'm not sure who was supposed to come for this one. Chief, did you want to speak on this one? Are you familiar with it enough to speak on it? Or Joetta raised her hand.
I will defer to Joetta.
I did review this contract. It appears that our family violence program has a
graduate level interns currently helping them. This intern is seeking their degree through OU, but is a member of the Osage Nation, as I understand it. So the intern has the ability to receive payment from the Osage Nation under this agreement that would be signed. Basically, it's just obligating the nation to act as an internship site to oversee the person. That we would not be responsible for any payment. It would be the Osage Nation, and it constitutes government-to-government relationship, and also potentially subject us to the laws of the Osage Nation. That's why we needed tribal approval from council. But I think it's just a semester thing. I don't know, maybe close to being over. I'm not sure about the violence. Did she finish the speech? Okay, so she's finished, so it's kind of a retroactive thing, but again, it's something for this individual who's already kind of provided us with services to kind of get compensation from her own training. So that's what this is about.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. PR 17-066, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation adopting a procurement policy for the expenditure of Indian Helping Block Grant funds. As sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Any discussion?
Mr. Ritwell?
Chair? Yes. Well, this 2 CFR 200 is a brand new program that they started up. They combine all the, I think, like 5 different agencies in their procuring policies, and this is a new one. So we, you know, this is a model that HUD gave us to use, so they get all the uniform when they, you know, do their purchases, even with other tribes or government agencies. And so what we do is try to get in compliance, but we have till September to get in compliance with this. But I do have on this legislation part of it, be it therefore resolved. I did not catch that. We need to strike that if possible. Line 19, 20, and 21. That's another program that we have. It talks about loan. There's no loan in this. It's just all impairment.
19, 20, and 21?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, I make a motion to amend legislation striking lines 19, 20, and 21.
Second.
A motion made by Representative Barnett to amend the legislation and strike out lines 19, 20, and 21. Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Are there any questions? No questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Roll call vote, please, on the main motion.
Dodi Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 17-056, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 11, Section 3-201, entitled Annual Community Operation and Development Fund. This was postponed in April. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Representative Jennings to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Roll call vote, please.
Dodi Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17056 is postponed indefinitely. NCA 17-071, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded from Susan G. Coleman Tulsa Community Grant for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to do pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for a do pass. Is there a second?
Discussion.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Basically, this is exactly what I just got through covering. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to address it.
Are there any questions for Mr. Perry?
No. Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you've got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 17-072, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Veterans Affairs Service Office for fiscal year 2017 budget. As sponsors, Representative Deere.
Madam Chair, I motion to adopt.
Motion by Representative Deere to adopt. Do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion.
Davis.
Are there any questions? Have no questions for you. Thank you very much. You did a good job. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. And be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 17-073, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Oklahoma Native All-State Association. Sponsor, Representative Deere.
Madam Chair, motion to do pass.
Motion by Representative Deere for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion.
Madam Chair and committee, I would like to invite Mr. Pickering and Mr. Brad up to answer any questions that you might have.
Come to the day. My name is Dwight Pickering. I'm the director of the Oklahoma Native All-State Games. This came about because 1 year ago there was a possibility that they might not have these games anymore. Two individuals decided to take on that responsibility. That's Josh Nichols from Bacon College and Patrick Moore, principal and athletic director and coach at Riverside Indian School. In doing so, there's a lot of administrative responsibilities, so they asked if I would come on board and help direct the All-State Games with them. And my background is I'm a former athletic director, Haskell Indian Nations University, also Indian education director for probably close to Indian education, close to 40 years, and administering programs and following budgets and everything, proceedings, safeguard of our athletes, and so on and so forth. So in doing so, we took on that responsibility in a very short period of time, about 3 months. We are able to be successful in creating an all-state game for Native athletes in men and women's basketball only. During that process, there was no cost to those student athletes whatsoever to attend those. They're nominated by their high school coaches, and the selection committee is made up of coaches throughout the state of Oklahoma that are members of the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association. In doing so, they're selected, and Indian coaches are nominated and appointed to coach those teams. During the first inaugural game, we had quite a few college coaches come and recruit and look at these athletes. So that was our ideal situation that we wanted. But it has grown, and the response has been so great that we've elected to add additional sports this year, adding women's fast pitch and men's baseball. We've had support from other tribes, and very appreciative of that. In the short turnaround period, Cherokee Nation came on board right away to help us in this endeavor on the first annual, and so we were really grateful for that, because it's such a short turnaround period. Our purpose is to promote Indian athletes academically and athletically as well, and to help give them the resources they need on making good decisions on colleges and universities that they may want to attend in the future. Hopefully this will create a positive role model for our younger Indian students in Oklahoma. They're in athletics as well as academic, and there's a possibility to add an academic side to this as well, and to honor these student athletes. We want that to be at no cost to them whatsoever. All people that work on this organization are all volunteers. We take no money for ourselves. We all do all of our work as an in-kind donation to this organization. We are at the process of being incorporated to the Oklahoma State Department, and we're waiting on that process to be finalized right at this time. With me today is Dr. Jerry Brett from the University of Oklahoma, retiree, a former athlete himself, but a mentor of mine since I was in the sophomore in high school. He hates for me to say that, because if I'm old, that makes him even older. But anyway, he's come on board with this committee of about 20 people who put time and effort to promote these athletes. We look at not raising money for ourselves, but only for our students in Oklahoma. We've had people outside our state who want to be a part of this, but it's for the Oklahoma Indian athlete and academics. So we come to you today for your support on this, and we'll be asking other tribes. I did bring a small brochure that you're welcome to share and look at, and when you're done, you may leave that with Mrs. Deer, and I'll pick it up from her later, but I'll give that to you at the chair. I'd like to take any questions that you might have at this time.
I don't know if there was any. I was looking through. Is it seniors, or does it start at a certain?
It's for seniors only. It's for a senior graduating and getting ready to go to college. We didn't look at underclassmen, because it's an all-state selection. I do know there is a need for that, but I do know that the organization, For Love of the Game, does a great job in promoting their younger athletes towards that level. Maybe that's a partnership we create later on, and to promote their athletes to strive to be a better athlete and student to be successful and go on to that next level in competition.
One of the basic philosophies that I discovered working with these men and women is the concept of compete to complete. And athletics is one of the means of doing that, not the only means, but it's been a very positive contributor to the well-being, personally, spiritually, culturally, and academically, of our students. As you all know, having children in school who've been able to participate, but more importantly, acknowledge and give them recognition that they're entitled to. At times they fall between the cracks, or through the cracks, for whatever the reasons may be. But this has been a very positive thing for me to get involved actively, because I don't engage myself in anything in particular unless I feel like there's going to be something productive at it for our children and for our Indian people and the imagery of Indian people. So therefore, all of us volunteer our time. Volunteer our time coming up here, volunteer our time when it gets there. Don't pick organizations to participate in unless I think there's going to be something very productive to come out of it. So I joined up primarily to be one of their promoters and marketing people, as well as the experience I have with the colleges and the universities and the public schools, as well as the tribes around the state as well. So I endorse it, and I encourage you. I appreciate it, Madam Chair. You'll give it a chance to come before your committee and express ourselves to you. Indirectly, it's going to have a lot of effect on other areas besides just participation, too. Dropouts, academic achievement, peer development, self-esteem, family relations, tribal input, community, etc. Good identity for our people, I think. That well-deserved well time it happens, too, as I see it. Thank you.
No question. Representative Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a question. I have a comment. I would just like for everyone here to know that Mr. Pickering was inducted into the Sequoia Hall of Fame this past Saturday.
Thank you. You know, I'm never without words, but I'm pretty tough cookie, as President Trump says. But I was speechless when they called my name to receive that award. And it was overwhelming to have your high school thinking that much of you to induct you into their Hall of Fame. And so proud. And I couldn't even share it with my people from Sepulpa because it was just, I just didn't have a chance to do that. But I knew many, many people would have come and support me on that induction. So precious for me and my family.
Yeah. Any more questions? Representative Barnum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, we would have been there, Dwight, if we had known. I was one of Dwight's kids at Sepulpa growing up, and he was our Indiana director from, man, I don't know, from the time I was in second or third grade until a few years after I graduated. He stayed with those kids before he moved on, but, you know, everything that Dwight does is for Indian children. I mean, I can sit here and list 30 kids that wouldn't have even graduated high school if it hadn't been for Dwight and his wife, Vicki. So I'll support this, and I support everything that Mr. Pickering does because his heart gives back to our people and invests in our young ones. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'd just like to make a comment also. I see a lot of our Indian athletes out there, and I sit back and think, you know, they got to get pushed. They need help because we have some good athletes out there that fall, like you said, through the cracks, and this is great. I appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I'd just like to make a comment also, and thank you for what you're doing. And a lot of these athletes don't get the recognition that they deserve, you know, in their teams or in public schools, and this is one way that they can and their families can be proud of what they've done. So thank you.
You know, this is, it's growing. It's going to be so big that we're going to have two all-state games. One will be on the west and one on the east. But, you know, our coaches, when they bring them together, they mix them. They don't have east-west. They mix them, make them equal, so you can see the talent from those kids. And so no one has the upper hand on the other. It's whoever's the best and works the hardest. And we've seen that in evidence last year. It was a one-point game in the men's and a one-point game in the women's. And Trey Waters, who plays at Oklahoma State University, is one of our boys that's playing. And we have several of our kids who are at the college level now. And we're just so happy that that's happened again. And we want that to continue to happen to our Indian kids here in Oklahoma.
You have a question?
I just have a comment. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank you for this, too. It sounds like a great organization and stuff. And, you know, we have a lot of talented Indian athletes, and I've always wondered why don't we have more in pro sports and stuff, because it seems like when they get from high school, you know, they get to college, and then, you know, they just sort of dwindle away and stuff. And I think this may, you know, be able to help them either further, so I appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much.
Any more comments? Appreciate you coming. Thank both of you.
We thank you for your time and your consideration.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Roll call vote, please.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion is passed. Be sent to BF&J for funding source. This is NCA 17-074, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Kellyville Public Schools. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion do pass.
Motion, Representative Barnett for do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Representative Scott. Discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. Coach Scott was unable to be here today. I guess today's the first day they can practice, I think, for spring training, and so they're at practice right now. And there is no one here from Kellyville, so I'll just kind of speak to the legislation. Brent Scott was given the head coach position this year, and upon inventorying all of the equipment that they had, he found out that almost all of it was very sorely outdated, borderline dangerous for the kids to be using because they might get hurt because it's not up to standards, since a lot of the standards have been increased over the last few years, especially as it pertains to concussions. So he sent the letter that you guys see attached here. We do have a letter from the superintendent that he sent from the superintendent. Oh, it's pretty sad. I didn't see it in here. Okay. You got it?
Yes.
So that the superintendent, we know the superintendent and the school board are aware and are in support of the request. And the original, their budget actually is for $15,000, and the legislation is for $7,500 for half of the request.
Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, Representative.
So, this Coach Scott, is he for one of these bits of Sequoia?
That I don't
yes.
know. Oh, I was, I know he's from Bristow. He grew up in Bristow. His dad was a coach there forever. I mean, he was coach the whole time I was a kid. So, but yeah.
Are there any more questions? Representative Randolph.
How does this fit within our law for the 2,000 for schools?
You mean how much money do we have left in that pocket?
Well, I just know we've asked schools to try to keep under 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
That the law says that we can give them 2,000.
Right.
This is more than this one.
It is. And if it passes committee and it goes through full council, then it would need a 2/3 majority because it is outside the law. I looked at it. For one thing, I don't remember if Kellyville even come to get money from us in the past for the 2,000 that we set aside for schools. And as a safety concern, because the longer they're not able to get the equipment up to code, then kids can be hurt in the process. I wrote the legislation for half of the request. The committee can amend it if they want to. I think they'll be happy with whatever they get. But as a lot of us know, Kellyville is a rural area where there is no money. There's no businesses to go and ask. I mean, there are some businesses, but they don't have a lot of. They're not high profit margin businesses. There's really not a whole lot there. They don't have a lot of means in the community like some of the other communities have. So, but they'll still fundraise and they'll do things to get the other half of the money. They have plans. I think they were going to have some events over the summer, and the kids are going to work for the other half as well. But as far as, having the resources in the community already present that a lot of the other resources have, they don't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there any more questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
No.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 1 against.
3 in favor, 1 against. That motion passes. We sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 17-0075, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending Title 11, Section 6-303, entitled Audits. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to postpone for next month.
Motion by Representative Barnett to postpone for a month. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17075 is postponed for a month. NCA 17-076, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing a donation to the Oklahoma State University Institute of Technology. Sponsors, Representative Deere.
Madam Chair, motion due pass.
Motion by Representative Deere for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Any discussion? Representative Jennings.
Thank you. I would just like to amend the legislation where it states that this will be a part of the CAD after this year. I just don't feel like that's appropriate. I know that OSU IT has partnered with the College of Muscogee Nation and also the health system. I mean, they let them use Lackey Hall, but there was also a fee included in that, and we maintained the building, you know, so I'm not against appropriating $5,000, but to commit $25,000 to the housing units downtown. And in the letter from one of them, it states that it's part of the Okmulgee Rising, so Okmulgee Rising, I feel like should include the money that we give the city of Okmulgee to purchase the council house. So that's my point on that. So thank you. But I want to make the motion to not have it in the cap after just the $5,000.
Line 29. Through 31.
Mm-hmm. You can send it back.
You just said throughout the legislation because it's in there a couple of places.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you make that motion to amend?
Yes, but it's not included in the budget.
Okay. Representative Jennings has made amendment to the legislation to remove the comprehensive, that is not being included in the comprehensive annual budget throughout the legislation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Aye.
Yeah.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
No.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 1 against.
3 in favor, 1 against. That motion passes. Back to the main motion. Is there any more discussion?
Who's requesting this? Is there someone here?
I'm not sure who's here to speak on this. From IT? No? Or OSU? I'm sorry.
The letter I seen was from Chris Asby.
Yeah, that's the one I saw too.
Yeah. He was sent a request from Dr. Path from OSU IT, and he forwarded it.
I'd like to say quickly.
Yes.
If I don't say something, it's going to fall. We had a bill come through LNC last month, and it was about the land being transferred under housing and over at the country club. Mr. Asbell was so concerned about our people having housing over there. And I just see our relationship with August lopsided. I see us as giving more and more, and they don't mind coming and asking for us for things, but it doesn't seem like they reciprocate. It doesn't seem like they're as good as a friend as we are, or as good as a neighbor. And so for that reason, I have a problem, and I wonder, the people, I'd like to know who owns the buildings downtown for this Phoenix Rising. I don't know how we could find that out, but I think it would be interesting to know who owns these buildings. So who's going to really profit? That's my question. Thank you.
Do you have anything, Chief, to say?
I know that in a meeting with Dr. Pat 6 or 8 months ago, he had referenced this, but I've not had any conversation with him or seen anything in writing. But as far as I know, OSU owns those buildings, and they're renovating them for the students who live downtown. Who they bought them from, I don't know.
I received the same call, I think, because this gentleman said that he had spoken with Chief, and I spoke with Chief, and they had not spoken with Chief, so I didn't.
Not regarding this in particular.
Yeah. I think this is when it first started. He said, you know, they were getting ready to purchase those buildings and for their students. Are there any more comments? No. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be sent to BF&J for funding source. NCO 17-080, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health for the Medical Alert Program. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Terrier, Ms. Beagle, folks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As many of you may know, the Life Alert program got into disarray last year. The service was turned off. What these funds will do is to reactivate those funds. And at the end of the day, no one owned the program. And so I think this will get the service turned back on. And I've been working with Ms. Tiger and Community Services that we feel like that the best place to house this from a application standpoint is to put this over in Elder Services so that they can coordinate this maybe better than the way that it's been done in the past. So this will get the program reactivated. It's now being monitored by the company, and these funds will also, there is funding for an additional 20 in here if we need to do that. So this will turn the 50 that's currently on the program back to be reactivated. So we'll take any questions.
I don't have a question, but I have a couple of comments. And this was initiated in 2007 by Cooper Johnson, and was for 250 citizens. And then it was amended in 2012 to add 50 more with an additional cost of $85,000. So it's a lot cheaper, and those required a home phone or a landline at that time. With these new devices, it won't be. And I just want to thank Mr. Terry and Ms. Beaver and the health systems for getting this project done. I know the chief received several calls back in December when I did too, when we were having problems, but thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be sent to VFNJ for funding source. And other business. Was asked or requested by Mr. Terry if he would come and, or Ms. Barnett, you want to go ahead and you were the one.
Sure. I just wanted to know, with all the news, I mean, what does the repeal of ACA really mean for education in our citizens?
I think that the most honest answer is nobody knows. This bill has passed Congress, and it's going to go to the Senate, and it's going to come out of the Senate looking vastly different than the way that it looks today. There are some of the in the bill where there are provisions for natives in the Affordable Care Act on purchasing in exchange. I think all of that will, we don't know where that's gonna land. And then Oklahoma didn't take the Medicaid expansion dollars, and so at the end of the day, I don't think Oklahoma's gonna get vastly penalized on the Medicaid expansion. So I know that we have prepared statements for the chief to give testimony when he goes to Washington. So I don't know, Chief, if you want to give talk about that at all. But we really, at this point, are just focusing on the things that are important to Muscogee Creek Nation and what we're advocating for, and making sure that our legislators and leadership know that it's critical for the care that we need. So,
you know, the testimony that I'll be providing on the jurisdiction of the subcommittee is really Department of the Interior and Indian Health Service, a little part of HHS. So within the amount of, you know, of their jurisdiction, they really won't be, we really won't have much of a conversation unless they ask me questions about the bill that was passed last Wednesday. But Mr. Terry's correct. What passed in the House, I don't think is really going to resemble anything that will pass in the Senate. I think should it pass like it is, then I think we have some significant issues to address. But I'm not sure that, I certainly could say that Senate moves much slower, more deliberative. And so we're not going to see something that's happened in 3 months, I think, as you can see. They have established a joint committee, Republican and Democrat, to look at it on the House side. But I'm sure we will be having more opportunities to be able to talk about this. And, you know, with we are in a Medicaid expansion state, and I don't think we're going to be one between now and 2020. So we're just going to, I think Oklahoma's just going to pass on that, which is to a detriment. I think if anything, encourage our people to continue to sign up to be on the marketplace, because that will at least position them better than where they are today. And then we'll see what happens. I could probably talk, I'll take another bit.
Yeah.
It's just, we'll wait and see.
Does anybody else have any comments? No? Thank you, Mr. Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next, we have the election board concerns.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've received a couple of emails from Mr. Burnett, who was the chairman of the Election Review Committee. Want to know what the HEW committee was going to do about their findings. And I think we all knew when the legislation passed that these were only recommendations. We couldn't force them to enact any of them. But I'm not sure that the election board has received this report or not. So, do you know, Chief?
I'm not sure they have either. I've talked to the manager of the election board office about it, but I'm not sure he received a copy. The concerns that he's expressed to me is making changes prior to, you know, the election coming up here in July, but at the same time, also hearing from people said make the changes before July. So, I'm just going by what his preference is. His preference is to try to stay with what we have through, at least through the primary and maybe even through the general election, with substantial changes after the general election. He did tell me that they are looking to make some improvements from what we saw at the last election in terms of absentee ballots and things like that. So at this point, you know, I've not submitted anything over here. I've talked to Mr. Jennings, and we've talked about, you know, if it were 90 days prior to, I think I would be more in favor of saying go ahead and make the recommendations, speak about them, and make changes as needed. But, you know, when we're looking at 60 days, it kind of calls other things to me, kind of calls other things into question about what we're doing, changing something 60 days before, you know, people sign up for the election.
Did everyone receive one of these? Are there any more questions, discussion? Yes.
Sure. I don't know that we, you know, personally thank them, but they did do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So they took extra time. That's one of the reasons why the timeline kind of moved forward. so I don't know how, you know, we wish to thank them, but somehow we need to thank them because they did do great work. They put in a lot of time, and I don't want them to feel like they're just ignoring their recommendations.
Okay.
And then some of the recommendations are just the wording in the election laws is just changing of a couple of words. So that's why I'm not sure that the election board has seen it. But I'm not in favor of doing any changing right now. This post-election, like Chief said. Thank you.
Thank you. I wonder if we could have them at our next meeting just to show our appreciation from.
I can certainly ask.
Yeah. Like Representative Jennings said, you know, it's kind of late to have any changes, but we'd like to extend our appreciation for their work.
So you want me to contact them then and see if they want to be here maybe during the planning session for a few minutes? Would that be the appropriate time?
Yes, I think
this
so.
Going to be next Tuesday.
Next
yes.
Tuesday.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I'll make the call this afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any announcements? LNC meets tomorrow at 6:30 in joint with the Health, Education, Welfare, and LNC at 6:15. Any more announcements? A motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Motion by Representative Jennings. Second by Representative Scott. We're adjourned, and I'm going to ask Representative Barnett if she will give that benediction.
Dear God, we come to you today, and we are ever thankful.